terms of Britain's split from Europe got a green light in Brussels today. The treaty requires the UK to pay $50 billion to the EU, allows citizens in newly divided zones to live and work where they are, and keeps Northern Ireland's border open. But this is just the first step. Now comes the hard part. Prime Minister Theresa May has to get this Brexit deal through a skeptical British Parliament, a deal in which all sides find something to dislike.
This is not what the people of the United Kingdom voted for.
Brexiteers slam the deal for not completely breaking with the EU. Those who want to remain say it isolates Britain too much.
This is the best possible deal. It's the only possible deal.
Theresa May says Parliament will vote before Christmas, leaving a stark choice, her plan or the chaos of the unknown. The fate of Britain and May's political career now hanging in the balance.